My name is Rayan Canaan. I'm 18, and I wrote this poem called Yellow Bus about when I was younger, going to school, what I heard from my parents and my mom about what American public school was and what it was like. So this is called Yellow Bus. The white ajanib wait outside for the yellow bus of death that takes innocent children to get brainwashed. The yellow bus carries drug dealers and child molesters. They'll take advantage of little girls like you. At least that's what Mama used to say. Don't look them in their eyes. Don't cross the street alone. Don't sit next to them. Don't ask them for help. At least that's what Mama used to say. Rush inside to get ready. Stuff the books into the pink Hello Kitty backpack. Say salam before you leave. Tie the mud-stained white shoelaces. Wait at the red line. Wait for the yellow bus. Wait for the black doors to open. Wait for Yasmina to get on first. Never forget to say good morning to the white bus driver. Good morning. I hope you're doing well. Always smile. Don't sit next to them. Remember what Mama said.
Hoyo, the rule of the family. Family begins with Hoyo. Hoyo built this family. Family is made with Hoyo. Do you know how much Hoyo been through because of you? She carried you in her stomach for 9 months. She stopped eating food she loved because of you. She lost her nights of sleep because of you. She spent her days cooking, cleaning, and providing for you. Hoyo bathed you. Hoyo clothed you. Hoyo taught you to eat. Hoyo taught you to walk. And Hoyo made you who you are. But because Hoyo was the one that hurt when you fell, and she was the one that forgot her life worrying about yours, I wonder if she hated you. I wonder if she would take it all back. I wonder if her life would be better without me. Sometimes I ask myself if I could ever repay her. Hoyo is so strong. Even the floods try to uproot her. But here she is, standing strong, providing for the shade we need. Hoyo. Hoyo Ma'an. That's the strength and the beauty of Hoyo.
Hi, my name's Amira, and I'm 15. It's called Worshipper Without a Sight. Item number 62.70.84, Iron Lay for a Statue. Item number 62.70.02, Standing Female Worshipper. To this day, they are separate. Why are they separate, and who separated them? Are they broken or unfinished? Broken, haven't been fractured or damaged and no longer in one piece or in working order. Or broken, haven't given up all hopes, despairing. Unfinished, not concluded, incomplete. Empty details, broken in some places, unfinished in others. The eye look the same, but are too far from each other. Different makers, body, broken, head, unfinished. The details tell the story, but is it the same one? Same geography, same date, same period, same credit line. An accident? An eye pulled from a body, now a body worshipping without seeing fully. Who found them? Were they lost? Were they meant to be whole or never together? When does the broken become unfinished? When does the unfinished become broken? Item number 62.70.84. Item number 62.70.02. To this day, they are separate. Why are they separate? And who separated them?
The title of my poem is Piece of Land. Salamun li ardin khulikat lis-salam wa ma ra'at yawman salima. Peace to all the Palestinian women in my life who passed down strength, resilience, and perseverance to me. Peace to my tete, my grandmother, who made her own Egyptian-Palestinian cuisine to honor our two cultures. Peace to the dishes of makluba, warak dawali, and mensaf that have survived until this day. Peace to the sweetness of kenafa, qataif, and basbousa that erased the bitterness of oppression on our tongues. Peace to the rhythm and beats of debka, traditional Palestinian dance that sang the melodies of liberation and freedom. Peace to the olive trees that are still standing despite watching the massacre of the hands that planted them. Peace to the intricate designs and embroidery on a woman's thobe that could tell her whole life story. Peace to my kufiya, which provides me with so much strength, hope, and perseverance because it's a symbol of resistance. Peace to a land that was created for peace but never saw a peaceful day.
Are we equal? I'm Box. I'm significant to the Farah family. Are you? I'm priceless. Are you? I'm the one who's protecting you. Have you forgotten the one who saved you from the fire? The one who had to feel the pain? The one who had to think about you and the Farah family before I could think about myself? Did you think about how they felt? Didn't you make them feel like there's no hope? The horrifying and devastated day it was for them? Did you think about the girls? Or were you and the fire on the same team? I'm gold. People in the day and spirits in the night want to snatch me up. Can you imagine? I'm prestigious and outstanding. Can you relate? Were the Farah daughters ever excited to see you? Remember they used to come to their mother's room whenever she had me in her hands? The excitement they felt knowing she had a gift for one of them? I'm Box. Aren't you fragile, Gold? Don't you get replaced whenever you break? Don't you get replaced whenever you break? Or did you forget your place? I must carry you like a child that will never grow up. A child that doesn't know anything about life. You need me in life, don't you? I'm gold. I might be fragile, but I still cost money. I might be replaceable, but I still am and will always be wanted. You pretend you have a choice to throw me out. In reality, you don't. I complete you. I don't need you in my life, but you do. I'm Ladan. You're not only a box. You are appreciated, and you deserve to be fought for. You're not gold like my sisters. Nasra is the oldest one who gives her life up for the family, the oldest one who takes all the pain for everyone, the third parent in the house. Hamdi is the one who makes Ladan feel like she will succeed in life, the one who makes Ladan feel motivated. Isir is the loving, caring one, the one who will ride for the family until she dies, the one who, just by looking at her, you will know she means a lot. So Gold, don't play yourself, because the people that take her kindness for granted and you are alike.
Objects. Forget those noble objects of tradition, the jewelry, the clothes, passed down from father to son for generations. I want to talk about the void that objects cannot fill. It's very sad that an entire culture is drowned by the symbols of scarcity and departure. It's sad that all these years have made us miserable, erasing our uniqueness, turning us into beings that only pay attention to our hunger. What do you want to see? I cannot show you more than my attempts to forget the circumstances that have made me what I am. I cannot think of objects other than suitcases, airplanes, rafts. It's sad. I would have loved to talk about my childhood, but every thought takes me back to the same place, and there's a voice behind my voice, the voice of misery that wants to be heard. An apple is a treasure. A roll of toilet paper is a luxury. Just wait until we leave. That's how I learned to be attached to things that I won't ever have or lose. That's how I learned to be attached to the rain and the sunsets and the stars. That's why I put more weight in symbols than in objects.
My name is Zamzam Mohammed. I am a sophomore at SU and I'm 19. The hope in you. In the morning, while everyone slept, but birds rose with the sun, woke up from dust, stood in front of the rusting green gate, faced the wind, while its chilly air batted your face. You unbraided your hair, coconut oil in the air, traced the pattern it created with your fingers, and felt the unbreathless strands fresh and free. It was momentary, but you had a yearning for the hands that strangled those tails so strong, so strange. For her, it had to be tight to look neat. For you, it was misery, a misperception. Moments you wished your bitterness to fade. Did you know better? In the morning, when the wind moved through your hair down the pathlands of your braids, and you looked up at the sky, clear and beautiful, and you felt like soaring. That was the momentary morning when the storms of despair floated to your mind, feelings of hopelessness. You knew the truth just glared and hope faded. The morning was freedom. It was a luxury, a serenity, but a mercy that felt costly.
Hello, my name is Saib Fakh. I'm in 8th grade, and the title of my poem is Comfort. I wonder if you felt betrayed when I screamed at your face. I wonder if you felt angry when I bit you. I wonder if you felt sad when I neglected you for days. But you say that all you care for is my comfort. You keep me warm, comfortable, safe. You make me feel at home when I'm not. My thoughts run wild when you walk into my dreams. I can hear your beauty as if my eyes are open. My heart pounds in rhythm of your energy. My hands tremble like the ground you walk on. I bury myself into your soft, strong body for the feeling of warmth, comfort, safety. Thank you for always being there for me when I needed you. Your soft power wiped my tears away as I was crying. Your smile cheered me up because of its bright, sunny feeling. You gently rock me to sleep every night and tuck me in till I'm dreaming in. Warmth, comfort, safety. But now I wonder, could I take care of you? You say you're fine as I scream at you and ignore you. But now I wonder if I'm ripping your threads apart. I wonder, could I take care of you? I still hope you know I love you. You always comforted me when I was just a quarter of your size. You've seen me through hard times, boo-boos, and timeouts. When I'm scared, I hold on to you knowing that I'll be safe. You love me now even when I'm unraveling. I still know you'll always be true to me. You made me the kind of person that I want to be. You taught me to protect, love, and have empathy. Now I know I can take care of you. I can care for you just like you cared for me.
My name is Yasmin Kanan. I am 17 years old. I'm going to be a senior in high school.
Dead Sea. The vacuum encompasses my toes, heels, creeping its way up to my ankles. As I propel forward, my lungs deflate with the growing silence. I continuously shift, but you compel me to your surface. With endless darkness comes limitless hope. I push back down. Again, you retaliate. Don't you get it? I plunge to forget, eroding my fears, happiness, and regrets. At my breaking points, you wash away the white noise of the world. My failures sink while my thoughts fly away. My cracks, curves, indentations, and discoloration have no effect. Take me away from the conflict, screams, and cries of children. Take me away from the judgment, hurt, and resentment. Pure silence. The collection of tears camouflage in your warm embrace. You are my Xanadu. You'll never sink when you are with me. Then why do I try?